We are called to worship a holy God. But the way that we worship God is not wholly pleasing to him. And in this passage from Micah, we see what God really desires from the heart of his people. And the first one is this: to act justly. And what that is about is really our outward actions. You see, back then, to be just and to be righteous in front of God was to obey the commandments. And back then, they had developed them. There were actually 613 laws. And they were a blessing to the people. But they also became a burden. And they also became sort of a status. So the ones who were most holy and most special to God were the ones who kept the most laws. And it developed sort of a self-centeredness, a spiritual pride, actually. And it all became about Israel's story and Israel's need, and no concern at all about anyone around them. And you see, that impacts our reality today. We are still focused on our needs and our story and our desires. And there is the unfortunate fact that whatever we consume means that there is actually less for someone else's need. And we have so much in this society, and there are so many that have so little. And so it's about making choices that enable others to thrive as well. And there's this myth of redemptive violence in our society, that if someone has hurt you, the best thing to do is turn around and hurt them back, stop them from being able to do anything. But Jesus shows us another way to act justly. He steps outside of the bounds of conventional wisdom of that day. And he says, you actually have the freedom to forgive instead of seeking vengeance. You have the freedom to bless instead of curse. You have the freedom to give up so that others can receive. Your actions matter. They matter to other people, and they matter to God. Act justly, which means being aware that everything has a ripple effect. We are also asked to love mercy. Now, that actually is an inward attitude. Another translation says, let mercy be your first concern. See, back then, God was known as a pure and holy God, and he's known as that now. But they defined this pureness and holiness by who was in and who was out. Israel in, everybody else out. Priests in, you non-folk, well, you know, okay, but you can only go so far in the temple. You can't go any closer to God. Only the high priest on one day of the year can actually see God face to face. The rest of the priests can go so far, and the rest of the Israeli men can go so far, and then the women can't get anywhere near, and forget it if you're an outsider. So God defines by who is in and who is out. Or so they thought. And I suppose now we sort of have our own definitions of who's in and who's out. Who do you see as different from yourself? Who do we ignore or dismiss or forget or exclude? Who is invisible in our church? Who don't we see in our community? Who is forgotten in our world? having compassion, is actually an inward attitude that looks outward and sees through God's eyes. Jesus came to show us what this mercy looks like. It is inclusion and compassion rather than purity and exclusion. And he got into a lot of difficulties with the Pharisees, who were the pure ones. They were the good ones in Israel's eyes. And Jesus said, actually, no. What defiles you is what's coming out of your heart, not what you put into your body. It's your heart of compassion, seeing others and responding to them and including. That's what God is really about. And the third is walk humbly with your God. And that has to do a lot with our onward journey, our identity, of how we see ourselves. See, back then, this uniqueness, this being God's chosen people, gave them this pride, and status and wealth were seen as God's blessings. And even now, we still battle with pride. The gifts we have, the excellence that we can achieve, can lead us to think that we're deserving of more. And that, yes, thank you very much, I really am very good, thank you. We would never say it, but we do think it. Even the church can have elitism. It can hold on to its own special gifts and talents and not share them with others that are in need. But Jesus came to show us a different way. Jesus, in the incarnation, God steps right into the mess. God strips himself of all of his glory that we saw at the beginning. And he actually walks right next to us, gets involved in all of our frailty and failures. We see a God of intimacy, a daddy God, not a remote judge who is ready to condemn you. And so this morning, in this memory verse that we've had for Holiday Club, we see that we are to act justly, where you are no more deserving of anything than anyone else. To act justly, to love mercy. And this is putting your arms around the people next to you, of going and truly caring about the forgotten ones. And to walk humbly with your God, to know that you are not, although you are precious and special, you are not above God. And God has given you all of these gifts and these talents so that you can share them with those around you. Jesus is here to transform us, to give us a new identity, a new reality, a new way to live. So whatever actions you have done in the past that were unjust, you have been forgiven and given a new start. For whatever inward attitude that has not been compassionate and loving towards others, that is in the past, and you are given a clean heart to start again. And whatever arrogance and pride in your identity that you may have had in the past, that is over, and Christ creates in you a new living being made in his image. And God wants to give you the freedom from everything that has bound you in the past, the freedom to live by God's Spirit into the future, to transform the world wherever you are with justice with mercy, and with humility. And may you find the great joy that comes from living that way, free and unencumbered. Amen.